Omar.
What?
What is that?
The intro?
Oh, that's the media thing?
No, no. What is this that we're playing right now?
No, on your computer screen.
Oh, well, we have Media Player, which is playing the Gray Sky Eternal song.
Gotcha.
And then we got the CNN articles, because your boy did a touch of prep.
Wow.
I know. Kind of mind-blowing. Kind of scary, kind of new.
Yeah.
That's
how about
happened.
That? Just with all our editorial things from our editor guy, who edits all these pieces that we do, this fine art.
Sounded like you dropped an F-bomb for a second.
No, I didn't.
Shock jock.
That's not me.
Uh-huh. You're listening to Papa's Basement. Why, I do not know. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, co-hostess Allison Frank with
That's me
today. Show's website is inpapasbasement.com. Go there for an hour-long episode every Monday, every Thursday. A bunch of my writings on the website as well. Links to all of my assorted projects, a comics I do called The Spookies. Did I say a comics I do?
Wow.
I think I pluralized a comics.
Wow.
The Spookies is out there. You also got PF Pod. That's the football podcast. So there's a bunch of crap if you want to kill your time. Lord knows I've wasted my time doing it. You can waste your time consuming it. You want me on Twitter? It's at Papa's Basement. Allison, you should all be following because she puts up nothing but risque photos and then does a what me worry kind of thing about them.
Yeah, what?
At Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N Frank.
That's correct.
And find us on iTunes. That's the last thing. If you go to In Papa's Basement, you'll find the iTunes link. If you have any podcast app as well, just type in Papa's Basement, but not In Papa's Basement, curiously enough. And we'll pop up. Subscribe to us. Give us a 5-star rating. That's all we ask. You can then delete every episode as it comes in, or don't download it. You don't have to.
Yeah.
Just subscribe.
Okay.
Allison, there's a story in the news today.
Oh, my.
Which means by the time people are listening to this, it'll be a week old.
Well, not only that, but I've been so active in my community that I probably didn't have a chance to follow up on it.
Oh, I see. Selfless Allison.
That's me.
Just helping out. Walking around, finding poor kids, duct taping their shoes
for
them.
I mean, it's just a lot of meetings, town hall, city hall, all the halls.
Ah, we are not nice. We are not good people. We deserve everything that comes to us.
Oh, my.
Simple as that. There's a story in the news that captivated me to no end.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not being facetious here. I really did find this one fascinating.
Okay.
I want to run it by you. You tell me your thoughts.
It has to do with boobs.
The listeners at home, they're going to go, well, this is how I feel, John. And they're going to leave comments on the podcast.
Passion.
They're going to post it on their Facebook walls. Revolution, really.
Oh.
This is the start of America's Arab Spring, this next segment. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to put out there, sister.
Okay. So this here is coming from our town crier.
Yeah, hear ye, hear ye. Man pleads guilty to tricking pregnant girlfriend into taking abortion pill.
Oh, no. So what happened?
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
Let's continue.
You're like, eat your pudding.
It happened in Florida, first of all, where all bad and wicked and white trash
things happen. A lot of things do. You're right. Yeah.
It really is the country's armpit. Like that and Texas to me.
Yeah.
Those are the two just nexuses.
I mean, New York gets its fair share, but it's got a lot of, you know what I mean? There's a lot of balance, I think.
It's got sandwiches with a lot of deli meat on them, so it balances out. Florida's just all bad. There's nothing good to come out of Florida.
Yeah, so what happened?
I don't count hot Cuban chicks as from Florida. They're from Cuba, even if they're in Miami.
I gotcha.
All right. Remy Lee was elated when she became pregnant, but those feelings quickly turned into a nightmare that won't let go of her. Wow. Captivated so far with that kind of journalism?
I guess.
Go CNN, go.
Is that where this is from?
Oh, yeah, CNN, but it's all over the place.
Okay.
Her boyfriend wasn't happy about the pregnancy, but it was Lee's dream to have a child. Until her boyfriend, John Andrew Weldon, took that dream away. This week, Weldon, 28, pleaded guilty to killing their unborn baby. Oh. How? He tricked Lee into taking an abortion pill, causing her to miscarry.
Wow.
I'm not going to read the whole article. Summary is as follows. His dad was a gyno.
Yeah.
He steals the dad's prescription pad.
Yeah.
writes out a prescription for the abortion pill, scores one of those.
Yeah.
Then gets amoxicillin.
Mm-hmm.
Smushes up the abortion pill.
Yeah.
Puts it in an amoxicillin casing. Mm-hmm. Makes even a fake bottle for it that says, like, oh, we're from Walgreens. This isn't a baby killer pill. It's, for your bacterial infection.
Right.
He convinced her she had a bacterial infection that his dad, the gyno, had somehow noticed, and she needed this to treat the baby.
Wow.
And she was wary, but was like, okay, takes the pill, boom, dead baby. Pill does
okay,
what
but
it do.
You know what? Anyone who just takes a pill out of a magic bottle, I don't care if you're a doctor's, you know, you're a
it
doctor's son.
It wasn't a magic
son.
Bottle, though. It was literally like,
who cares?
You go to CVS and you get a bottle of pills. It
he
looked
didn't
exactly
treat me.
Like that.
I mean, I'm a nurse, so I mean, that's one thing. But I mean, if I came to you and I said, hey, John, I noticed that cyst on your leg. Here, why don't you take this magic? I mean, you would trust me because we've been friends for a long time. But let's say you're...
but you wouldn't trust your fiancé or whatever and the man who impregnated you. This is showing where Allison's mind is. Your friend's okay. The guy who sneaks one past the goalie.
I mean, I'm trustworthy. I mean, I have a reputation for being trustworthy. But I'm
really?
Just saying, like...
You know who says that? Shifty, non-trustworthy people.
But I'm just saying, somebody says here... You know, take this.
So,
pill.
Allison, if you find Allison handing out pills, take them. They're fine.
Yeah, that's true.
It's probably a mix of Viagra and Molly. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a great evening.
Eat all of your green Jello.
Yes.
I don't know why you have
the
crippling
walls will
stomach,
melt in 90
cramps.
Minutes. Enjoy.
Wow.
So you're saying she's a dummy and she got what was coming to her in so many words.
I mean, I just don't think it was smart.
No.
I mean... I just wouldn't just take one pill in a bottle. I just wouldn't. I mean, I'm kind of wary about taking pills anyway. Like, that's not kind of my thing. I don't want to just take something every 5 minutes. You know, I'm on no medication. I've never been, like, on medication.
See, I'm not quite my former druggy self. But if you're like, hey, here's a pill, I'm like, ah.
No. Especially
what
if
I
were
pregnant.
What am I
doing this afternoon, really?
You know what I mean?
But this is amoxicillin, and apparently you had a bacterial infection. Don't you want to keep baby safe?
I'm thinking, what kind of bacterial infection did I have? Like, why am I not having symptoms of my own infection?
You are not very trusting.
Someone's not just going to show up and have me swallow a pill for my infection. It's just not happening. I mean, it just wouldn't happen. Nope.
Well,
sorry.
He was indicted under, like, one of those... pro-life.
But I mean, why would he go through all of that ruse? Why not just put it in her food? Like, then I can say, hey, listen, that was really swung.
What is she, a dog? He's going to just roll it up in a piece of Kraft cheese and, like, throw it in the air and go, catch
no,
girl.
No, you can mix it in pudding. You can mix it in Jello. Say, hey, I made you this fabulous Napoleon. If I wanted to poison you, I'd put it in a Napoleon before I, here's a cannoli.
What's a Napoleon?
It's just layers of custard and pastry with chocolate on top.
Why did I not know that exists? It sounds amazing.
What was the name of that bakery that we went to the other day? And they had those, eclairs that were the size of a toddler. I mean, they
Where?
Were just two
Where was
hands.
This magic place?
You didn't see them?
I don't remember.
We need
to
go back
to a bakery
just to hold one.
Was it at Whole Foods? That's the only place.
Just to take it around in a stroller, just beaming with pride, like we're new parents.
I look at our food, baby, literally.
When we went to Nacho Mama's, it's next door, the gelato place.
Oh, Vaccaro's.
Yeah, there was a family of four just eating one of these things, and I don't think they were going to be able to finish it.
Why didn't we buy one?
We
Why
should
didn't
have.
You point it out? Instead, you and Rich waltzed in like they were serving gerbil pellets, and you're like, oh, none for me.
Yeah.
The place smelled like heaven on a Baltimore corner. And both of you,
smelled.
None of us are svelte, I might add, especially Rich. Rich is a big lad, and yet he walks in and he's like, no, none for me.
But we were full. We all had leftovers.
We
from
were,
Nacho
but there's
Mama's.
Always room for Guinea bakery goods.
Oh, no, it was delicious. But I'm saying, like, why wouldn't you just put it in custard or put it in her sandwich? If I made you a sandwich,
I don't know. I've never handled an abortion pill. I can tell you that the morning after pill, which is very different, is like the size of an aspirin. Or something like that. But I've
but
never
who cares?
Used the
even if it's
pill.
A horse pill, even if it's a ginormous, like a calcium pill or a potassium pill, which are very large, then you just break open that capsule, dissolve it in
do
some
that
liquid.
Crap. She would dump it into applesauce, and the applesauce tasted like ass. It wasn't fooling anyone.
Yeah, because no. It wasn't fooling anyone because it was a small amount in a very large pill in a small teaspoon. But if I made you a pot of stew, You know what I mean? Or put it in one, you know what I mean? A whole bowl of something.
Yeah, but then you'd have to eat the whole stew to get all the abortion-y goodness. Like, you'll probably just have, like, one serving, and then the baby just becomes a waterhead.
Yeah, but I'm not saying you just,
like
I just come at you with a teaspoon. I'm saying I make you something where you want to eat the whole thing. If I brought you that eclair, you're going to, it's all going to be, you're not going to let one crumb drop. Every bit of that eclair is gone.
I would give you half, and then your fetus would be dead, too.
But I'm a man. I don't have a fetus.
You see well, what I'm you never
if I,
know.
If I was giving Can it you to you, the woman. Are your insides dying, too?
I don't think.
No, because I didn't eat the magic eclair.
They tried to indict him for killing an unborn child.
Okay.
Because it's Florida, and people think of Florida as like Miami.
Yeah.
And all the greasy,
like, but really, he should. He
assholes.
Should. Because, like, if I stabbed you and I stabbed you in your fetus, then you did kill my unborn child. Maybe I lived, maybe I didn't. Yeah. But you just killed my baby.
Well, apparently, they had to let that charge go.
Oh, really?
Even though
I'm surprised.
Florida is like Christ Central for the most part. Yeah. But
isn't that where the hot mom who killed her baby? Wasn't that in Florida or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently you can kill the unborn in Florida.
Yeah. Or the born. I mean, wasn't she 2 or 3 when she
died?
That's true. Yeah. Just put a sticker over her mouth, lay her out in a marsh.
I'll be honest. Abortion's up till 2 or 3.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's just
not
nice.
Not so bad.
I mean, I think he should be held accountable for that. But I'm saying that was a terrible way to poison someone. That's a lot of paperwork. That's a lot of things just left out there.
If you bury it in a milk crate, it's not murder.
If you watch as enough IDTV as I do, then you know that you're just not going to hand somebody a mystery pill and then make a fake bottle and all that. That's too much of a paper trail. But if I make you a delicious eclair and you eat it, then you end up with a bellyache. Well.
Well, they figured out that he committed prescription fraud.
Yeah.
And so he's getting charged, I think, in that.
Yeah.
So the max he can get is like 15-ish years. But... all that
I think both of them are stupid. She's stupid for just taking some mystery pill for her mystery infection, and then he's stupid for doing it that way. I mean, it's fine for him if he was going to, as far as cleverness goes, not that, you know, sneaking someone pills is great, but like you get the pill and you keep it under, you know what I mean? Maybe it's in her name, you pick it up, but, you know, you don't do a whole nother fake prescription and all that.
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous. That's just too much paper. Just slip her the pill and something else. Not make her take the pill. And she's dumb for taking it. Like, that's ridiculous. That's so dumb.
Here's my point
my husband,
to all of it.
If my husband was very, you know, he was very,
I'm going to let you continue. I'm curious now.
Like, my husband.
Was there an incident where you were preggers and your husband stamped that out?
But I'm saying as nurses, we have access to a lot of different things. But if he just came in one day and said, hey, you're looking a little green around the gills, take this magic bean. I would be like, no, thanks. I don't need one. I'm going to tough it
out. That's
so creepy. Yeah.
That says so much about you, though. I think anyone else would be like, oh, thanks, loved one, for doing something nice for me.
No way. I'm not taking it. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, if I got it, you know, we just did the hippity-dippity, then maybe we should go splitsies.
Oh, the hippity-dippity.
Yeah, maybe we should go halvesies. I don't want you to get sick. Here, take your half of my magic bean. But I'm just saying, like, no, I just wouldn't. There's nobody, really, that I think that I would just say, hey, somebody showed up and say, hey, this is razzle-dazzle for your razzle-dazzle illness. I'd be like, no, thanks. I'm cool with my own razzle-dazzle.
A horrible case of razzle-dazzle. Look, you can get into whether or not what he did was...
I think what he did was terrible.
It was illegal, I guess, because he got convicted.
But I think he should be... If it killed the kid, then it should be... He should be accountable for that as well.
Here's what I want to say.
There's people who have stabbed people, and they meant to kill the one person, but ended up just killing the fetus.
Yeah.
And they went away from
the little baby shield.
Yeah. Or people who have tried to cut out babies to have a baby of their own. You know, then the mother dies, but the baby lives. You know, that's murder. Murder's murder.
Here's what I'm saying, though. Just as a person.
Yeah.
If your partner.
No.
Is really, really. No, no, no.
Okay.
I'm not going down there. Obviously, you got trust issues like crazy. Here's my thing.
He swaddled it in a blanket, put it on love toast.
Here's what blows my mind about. And I'm not. I guess I'm gonna have to stereotype women here.
Okay.
Because men can't carry babies. This is an enemy mine.
Okay.
With Louis Gossett Jr.
We just talked about that the other day.
Look at that
I
reference popping right out at you.
I got you.
if you have a partner, you're preggers, and you're like, this is the happiest day of my life. And your partner goes from like, I love you, baby, to, we need to get rid of this.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that put a damper just a bit on you having the kid? How are you so blind to it? How is the woman, how is it right that a woman could just be like, well, we're having the baby.
But sometimes they're not. I mean, when I was with my husband, there were times when I thought maybe I could have been. And I was like, so not every woman is like that.
No,
I was like,
saying this one specifically.
Okay, so this one specifically, she was happy. Like, it's a happy accident. Maybe you wanted to have kids. You always thought of having kids. Your siblings have kids. And you think, you know what? I wasn't really planning on this, but it's happened, and I'm happy to deal with it.
It's a happy accident for her.
Yeah.
Last I checked, it takes two to tango on the kid front, especially.
But it doesn't matter. If he doesn't want it, then he doesn't have to be, you know what I mean?
But he does.
Yeah.
That's, women will never really grasp how paralyzed
a man
feels in that situation.
But so what? Then you should wrap your junk up. And a lot of guys, like your brother, Mr. Teflon Wiener Schnitzel, you know what I mean? He wants to just, hey, if you're not coughing, we're banging. So if you don't want to have a kid and you're getting ready to slam dance tonight, I'm talking to you specifically
right
now.
He's like,
oh,
we're having sex, putting Living on the Edge in the tape deck, and let's do this. No, I wrap it up.
If you really do not want to have kids, then you're going to really make sure you're not going to trust that she's taking the pill. You're not going to trust anything else.
Yeah.
There's no way she's going to get pregnant without, you know what I mean? Yeah, a condom can break, but it's very rare.
But they're not foolproof.
I understand they're not
foolproof.
What
if we take all the steps? What if I'm using a condom, you're on the pill,
right?
And I don't want this kid like crazy, and that's why we're doing
this. Because
you
don't know how to put a condom on.
No, I'm just saying, what if via some magic...
Right. Something happened.
Yeah. Don't I get a say?
Or
am I just screwed because I wanted to have sex? Am I just like, you know what? Great. I get to be a deadbeat dad for
18 years. But I think
it's
something you talk about. But a lot of times people aren't really getting to know anyone before they have sex. But I think when you get together with someone, you kind of have mutual views on things. Like, how do you feel about kids? And how do you have that? But people anymore that are Tinder happy, not mentioning any names, where you don't even know the person's name. You just know what she looks like in her thong, in her bikini top, in a selfie.
That's pretty important.
Right. So... but a lot of people will have these. That's what dating was, and you kind of get to know their views. And if you had someone who was like a Joel or like a you, who doesn't want kids or is not ready for them or whatever, then maybe you just wouldn't go that far with that person because you think, hey, it is a possibility, you know, and I am going to have to deal with it. And if I dealt with it, then I would want to go all the way. There are pretty much people that you know who don't believe in abortion or they don't believe, you know, they have certain virtues or whatever, moral codes. And you just shouldn't go all the way with those people.
Sorry, I'm texting a reply to someone wanting to buy a spare Xbox that I've had on Craigslist for a week.
Yeah, I see that.
And it's been an albatross around my neck, and I don't want to tank the show, but God, do I not want this Xbox sitting around anymore.
Yeah.
So can you pad for like 30 more seconds? You're talking about not knowing people.
Yeah.
See, I think you can know someone, and she can even be like, you know what, not a time for kids. And then,
but then it happens and she changes her mind.
Oh, yeah.
Fine.
Oh, yeah. I've
noticed. But that's a risk you take for doing it.
So really, you're saying,
I
deserve to just go into tissues for the rest of my life.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
If I don't want to worry about kids.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That is the most mind blowing thing.
Like, well, too bad. Then wrap it up. Or
that's what I do for years on end. And then I cave.
That's what a fleshlight is
because
for.
Because I want to.
You know
be
what?
A human.
They can't get pregnant.
You know what? The sight of a man in a flashlight, your grandparents are looking down from heaven and they're just like, why, kid? Why? There's nothing more pathetic than a man with a flashlight.
Okay, well then just don't bang loose women or willy-nilly women and people who can't make up their minds. Some women have gotten pregnant and they've never told the guy and then they've gone off and had kids and raised them and, you know, whatever, you know?
That sounds kind of perfect.
Yeah.
And then at 18, like what's happening to Matsuka right now and Dexter?
Or what happened to my sister and her boyfriend.
Wait, what now?
Yeah. So he found out when she was 18 that he had a daughter. It was like one of his first girlfriends. She wound up getting knocked up. But she realized like he wasn't the settling down type or whatever. She had already had a new boyfriend. They started dating and she told her new boyfriend, hey, this isn't yours. But they
got
together.
Oh, it isn't. Okay. So she isn't like the horrible viper bitch of the earth.
No, no, no. And so she went and she raised her daughter with this guy that she married. And the daughter became 18 years old. But then they wound up going Splitsville. And then the guy that she was with wound up saying, in a hateful moment, well, you're not even my daughter.
Oh my God, like it wasn't planned for? He just throws it out there like a grenade near the end?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And so then she was like, well, who is my dad? And then she's like, well, your dad is this guy and whatever. And he has six kids by six different women. That's the guy that my sister's with.
Oh, so she's just catching the world by the tail then.
Yeah, mm-hmm, because she was number six.
Whoa.
She was six down that train.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, you know, so what happens. But I'm saying, like, for her, she made a decision that she was going to keep the kid. But she knew that it wasn't up to, you know what I mean? She didn't really want to saddle that guy. She didn't really want to be with that guy. She didn't want the connection, you know, or family or whatever. She wanted to just take it on herself. And she felt like that was a decision herself. And actually, I saw the emails and things where she now tried to bridge a relationship, you know, or just say, like, you know, for family history and those kinds of things, I think it's important to really know who your parents are and things mm-hmm. like that. But she did it in a very friendly way. She was like, hey, my ex-husband or whatever, or my husband, ex-husband-to-be or whatever kind of blew this news, and I didn't really want it to go out this way. And she did it very nice, but my sister is royal, like, whatever. And she was like, this girl gonna call up in here, and we ain't no family, and I'll cut you. And I was like, you know, my sister's all ghetto and crazy.
Such trash.
Yeah, but this woman, for someone who had gotten pregnant very young or whatever, seemed really level-headed, like, hey, I'm sorry it came out this way. And I guess the girl is the one that contacted my sister's boyfriend through Facebook and said, hey, listen, I understand. I think that you're my dad or whatever.
Yeah.
And she kind of, and then she started friending.
Do you know how weird that is, by the way? Like, Facebook trivializes everything. That literally should be something you have to call for.
In a sense, it does, but in a sense, it doesn't. Because in a sense, Facebook actually really did connect a lot of people in my own personal life. Like, I have a lot of distant family. Like, my mom's family, because she grew up with eight kids, and she was the oldest of eight. But they're all over the place. Like, she has a brother in Germany, and she has, you know, her mom traveled, her stepdad traveled. They traveled all over the world. They lived in Japan. They lived in all these different countries and in the United States. So they're spread out all over. But really, through the fortune of Facebook, we've all kind of reconnected. Like, my mom, I think, is friends now with all of her siblings on Facebook. Before Facebook, she didn't know where any of them were. Like,
yeah.
We knew her youngest sister, Tammy, who's only a year apart from me. So my aunt and I are 1 year apart.
Oh, that's like me. Like, my dad was the youngest of nine.
Yeah.
So I have nephews who are 50.
Yeah.
It's really creepy.
It is really bizarre. Like, I want to call her my cousin. Like, when we were growing up, like, is my cousin Tammy? Oh, no, she's really my aunt. But we're, like, the same age.
Yeah.
So, but without that, like, she had moved to Texas or whatever, the last a lot of people heard. And then, you know, because everyone had landlines, no one was texting. Like, everybody just kind of loses track of people. But now everyone can be pretty tethered through texting and through social media and everything. So it really did kind of help us. But you're right. Like, the thing that we talked about last episode where someone's ex-girlfriend checked their Facebook page and thinks that, you know, I'm an item with someone that I don't even know and blah, blah, blah.
Well, you're putting yourself in that position.
No, no,
no.
That's
the service you're offering.
No, no, no. That's not with this person. And I didn't even post anything on that person's wall. So that last one, I didn't. So that's something totally different. I mean, the one I was asking for it, and that one's fizzled. That one's resolved. But with this other one where the girlfriend just showed up at his door and said, hey, are you two slam dancing? And he's like, hey, I just want to let you know she's on a war path via Facebook. So there is a lot of drama, and you're right, and it does kind of trivialize a lot of things. And a lot of times people do birth announcements or cancer announcements, and it's just like, hey.
I've done this a million times. Yeah. I love when people are like, such and such passed away.
Yeah.
18 likes.
Yeah.
There needs to be another way to say, hey, I'm with you on this. Not, this news was great.
Thumbs up.
Yeah. Depeche Mode's playing at the Patriot Center. Who wants to come with? First tour in 4 years. Four thumbs up. My dog gave up the ghost. 46 thumbs up.
I know. This is like, I know. But in a sense, it really did kind of connect a lot of people, and I am kind of grateful. And it is kind of nice. Like, when I was sick and I was in the hospital and I was away, I could just let everybody know at once. It's not like I had to make 9,000 phone calls. Like, I could just say, hey, the surgery was fine and I'm okay. And yeah, all your friends see that too. But now you can select who sees it. You know what I mean? So if I just wanted my mom and, you know, my six cousins or whatever, You know, you can do it that way too. But a lot of people, you're right, they don't filter it. They're just like, Sparky bit it. And everyone's like, 86 likes. Hope he's got wings. I don't know.
You need to hit comment and type my condolences. That's it. But people can't be troubled for even that.
So, I mean, I don't think every woman is just out to get a guy and trap him.
No,
or whatever.
I don't think that.
But I think when you're sexually active, you do take on that risk, and that should always be in the back of your head. But I think a lot of times people just hey, it's
the
not
problem.
My problem. But it is when you put your business, your chocolate, in someone's peanut butter.
No, the problem is,
get ready for some magic.
I'm the only person I know thinks that way, and everyone treats me like a freak.
They do.
Like, I'm a neurotic, insane person. Like, oh, John, you're convinced you got herpes from sex with that girl. I'm sorry, how else does it happen? Did I share a toilet seat with her? Is that the high-risk behavior?
No.
I'm sick of being marginalized because I do see it that way.
Yeah.
And so I do try to be kind of picky about who I bang out.
Yeah.
And I try to wear condoms. Again, try. Yeah. Don't always. Yeah. Sometimes I'm not feeling it with the condom on and probably not going to say no.
Okay, but then if you wind up with a kid, then that's really on your shoulders. That was a poor judgment on your part.
I think kids need to not be like declaring war on Iraq where only one person can say it's a go and it's a go. Like, the UN Security Council needs to vote on it. And personally, I think if the man is like, one, I do not want this kid. Two, I will 100% pay for the abortion.
Yeah.
I do not think he should be financially responsible for that kid.
Oh, that's too bad. You made it. Then you shouldn't have porked that chick.
No, you're saying you're getting a freebie out.
Yeah.
I'll get that taken care of. I'll get that wart burned off for you.
Yeah, okay, but what if she can never have another kid? What if something goes wrong? Now you just ruined her chances. Are you going to pay for her adoption?
You don't go to the 2-star Yelp abortion clinic. You go to the 4.5-er.
Okay, so now...
Where it's like, good, baby died, bad, stirrups were cold.
No, you can't.
Read your reviews.
So if you're willing to pay for her adoption also, then maybe I could see your point.
Yeah, that too.
Okay. So you're going to pay for that too. So you're saying, hey, if we nix this one and then you're never able to have children again, I'll buy you one.
Yeah. I'll buy you a China baby. Okay. It'll be real good at math.
So you're willing to put 50 grand into it. You might as well just pay for the kid.
Are you kidding me? Do you know what child support is? I think it's like $1,000 a month or something. So you've only got to pay for the first 5 years versus 18. I'm not Asian. I'm no China baby that got adopted.
Then if there was something like that, then, you know, maybe. But I mean, I don't. Abortion's really not my thing, so. But I wouldn't want someone just telling me I had to flush it if I didn't want to. You know what I mean?
Option A, you're flushing you 100% paid for. And if Dr. Giggles botches your parts.
But do you know, I know women that have had an abortion. Yeah. My mom has had 2 abortions.
Uh-huh.
But she always counts those kids. She always says, I would have had 5 kids.
I count them too. I would have had like a 9-year-old or something by now.
She flushed 2 and she lost one after my dead brother that you think is so hilarious. And then she had 2. But she always counts them. But a lot of women, even if it was their own choice, they always wonder what if, you know?
Yeah, what
if that stays with them?
Handsome Papa Giorgio seed came to fruition.
That's right. So you can't make that decision for someone. That's a decision you make when you have sex with people. So you're going to have to deal with it. If you make a human, you got to pay for it.
That's
too
what
bad.
I'm saying. I'm willing to pay to kill
it. No, you're willing to pay to kill it. You got to pay to make it live or kill it, whatever that woman decides.
That's not fair.
It is fair. Keep your penis to yourself. Keep using your tissues with...
If you get cancer, I can't pay to treat it. When it's little baby cancer inside you.
Yeah, but if it's my cancer.
I have to wait
cancer.
Until you have a hunchback tumor, and then we got to get the ice cream scoop out.
If it's my cancer and I don't want chemo, that's my choice. But you're saying, hey, I love you and I want you around forever. You're going to get chemo. I'm saying, kiss my grits. I'm keeping
this cancer. It's my cancer.
That's my choice.
No one can make me stop having this cancer.
That's right. If that's
what it sounds like to a guy.
Yeah.
It sounds like lunacy.
Or if I want it treated and you're thinking, hey, I think chemo is bad and I think that radiation's bad for you and I think that you should go a holistic method. It's not for you to say. If you want to treat your bung, you know, with wiping standing up, that's your choice to do that.
Oh, please. That's That's not affecting anyone else.
Really?
Except the plumbing company. The water company gets a couple extra bucks for me a month. because of my choices. That's it. That's an amount of money I can pay.
Too bad. I mean, I think that that's you scrumpter, you got to deal with the consequences. And not only with that, but I mean, I think you make a choice when you scrump that person. If she turns out to be an insane lunatic, you're the one that strung her along, or you're the one that told her that you loved her when you didn't. So those are all consequences you got to deal with for your actions.
Though? You're just saying
you said you do. You tell people that you love them when you don't.
Well, you're acting like I do it preemptively to get in their pants. I'm saying if they say it to me, I'll say it back to be polite. I'm not walking out there like Dennis Reynolds going, you know, I've never felt this way before so soon.
And those saltines, the way you put them, the sardine on there was just bon appetit.
Yeah,
that dinner was divine.
I do it with a Ritz cracker usually. Whole new world. There you go.
That Easy Mac really was easy and delicious.
I don't know. As a guy, there's nothing that feels
okay, then
scarier.
You just shouldn't do that. Then you should wrap it up. But I think a lot of people just aren't even wrapping it up. So
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I look at lots of like amateur porn.
Yeah.
Condoms are not big with the kids.
No.
So it's like, hey, AIDS was part of the 90s, man. You hear salt and pepper anymore? No, we're good.
So why? That's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
While I'm going through my email, I'm watching it hawkishly. Yeah. To see if Nicole Soradino, or whatever her name is going to buy my damn Xbox with some games.
Yeah.
Come on, Nicole. Don't let me down. I want to get on this show next week and say, Nicole, you're a peach of a being. But as I'm digging through my Gmail box, I'm finding this email from Austin Smith.
Yeah.
I don't go on. I don't talk about this a lot on the air. I'm not saying that in a dramatic way. I know it suddenly got real quiet because you stopped burping for 2 seconds. I get weird offers all the time having my website. And I'm not saying it like I have some gigantic 100,000 people a second blog. I have a crappy little like 5,000 visitors blog.
Yeah.
And people still hit me up all the time for weird things. They want contextual ads, which is literally like in the middle of one of my articles.
Yeah.
I should be like, well, the Redskins this week, click here for cheap Viagra, played the Eagles.
Yeah.
They want that kind of stuff done. And I've retorted before. I've been like, can I just like write an entire article for you guys and put the ad in the middle? They're like, nope, has to be in one of your popular articles.
Oh my.
It's literally just for them to get like link backs.
Yeah.
So I get that. Every month at least an offer for headphones.
Yeah.
For some reason, they love giving the bloggers headphones. And I'm always like, I want headphones. Maybe it's because we're podcasters, if you will. And I'm like, give me headphones. I'll write a review. I'll say the sun shines out of its ass if you give it to me for free.
Yeah. And what do they say?
They're like, okay, sounds great. Just give us your information. I never hear back ever
on
these headphone offers. A couple weeks ago, I had two guys working in tandem trying to give us literally a crate of rum. Mm. I forget which brand, but they're like, we have all these delicious rum mixed drink recipes and food recipes. What address can we ship the rum to?
Yeah.
I retort back with, not even retort, reply. Retort sounds combative.
Yeah.
I reply with, that's cool. I mean, I'll take free booze. Just how did you learn about me? Yeah. Don't hear anything back.
Yeah.
So here I get an email yesterday from Austin Smith.
Mm-hmm. Sounds real.
Addressed, hey, Papa.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's crap, first of all, because they don't actually know I'm John Papa Giorgio. They say they see Papa's basement and they go, this is run by Papa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I get an email. Title, edgy, patriotic music stirs the libs.
Mm.
Is that supposed to offend the libs or stir them to action? I'm not really sure.
I want to stir some libs.
I think
you know what? I'm going to bring this up in my community meeting.
With the libs. With the pinko libs. So I don't know if you're supposed to be offended if you're liberal. I don't really get that lib is like a good thing.
You know? You're papa.
Yeah.
They're just everyone's hip. The libs, the papas.
Syllables are for the fruits, yeah. I don't know. So video stirs the libs. Hey, Papa. Thought this would be right up your alley. Thanks, guy who's never talked to me before.
Have you tried sardines on saltines? Ritz blows.
It's a beautifully shot, viral-style video. We create all kinds of content like this. Let me know what you think. Here is the release. Mm. So now I get like a little release note.
I gotcha.
I supposedly should be putting out press releases all the time.
Well, you do.
Do I?
I mean, when you're down at Town Hall.
Oh, that's true. City with Hall. My barrister's wig on and the bell.
And your longhorn. With a little flag on the end.
So.
Anyone need a divorce decree?
I get this. Here's your invitation to experience a visual-acoustic blitz of American culture. Satirized, parentheses, not stirred. Mm-hmm. See what they did there?
Oh, that was beautiful.
Who was paid to write this? Who was paid to write this?
Mr. Austin.
I don't think it's his. I think he's literally just paid to be the guy that harasses people like me.
It's him.
He copies and pastes.
He's your pal.
Discover
you forgot about
a new line between our decadent glorification of quote-unquote sexy, and our collective admonition of such. Ooh, you're taking it to... We like our porn, but then we condemn the girls in porn. Nope, I love them. They're the best. I'd marry one.
Oh, my.
Hard day at work, honey. Shower that seed off and give me a smoocheroo. Yeah. That's me. No confliction in this heart.
What's wrong?
Unless it's a baby, in which case, let's coat hanger that little bastard.
Oh, my.
This phenom... Not phenomenon, phenom. Again, yeah. Syllables, really, Allison.
Mm-hmm.
This phenom is masterfully portrayed in the latest YouTube video artist, Dirty Louie. Go ahead, devour his penetrating, ooh, loaded word, penetrating, get it?
Oh, gosh.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Devour his penetrating visuals and warm up to his catchy, patriotic tune.
Oh, gosh.
Then join in the controverse... Ellipsisation. Get it? We thought it was going to be controversy, but it's a controversation. If only I had this. Hemingway right now is wishing he could come back to life and blow his head off again after seeing this angelic scribe ply the trade, showing him what a word really works. And share with your readers, viewers, listeners, followers, and friends. Mm. Well, guess what, ass? I did it. You win. Now I'm going to take a 20-minute dump on Dirty Louie in the video you made for him. But guess what? You got your mention.
Yeah.
Next time you should specifically say, give us a good mention.
Yeah.
The
like
way
we do.
I say, give us a good iTunes rating.
That's right.
You ready to get through this song?
Oh,
I'm going to
no.
twist the eye. The why did I say the?
I don't know.
I almost said iBook, but I have a dirty Sony laptop from 04. I'm amazed I can load a text file at this point. So this is Dirty Louie.
Yeah.
Suck it for the USA. Yeah.
That's not what it says, really.
What are you reading right here? What are these words? Yeah, suck it for the USA. Somehow it has almost 17,000 views, 152 likes, 191 dislikes. That's how you know you're doing something right. Oh, Christ.
Oh, my. Did you listen to it?
I watched like the first 30 seconds. We're going to do it. I wanted to save it on air. Like, it was as bad as I thought it'd be.
Yeah.
So I thought it'd be like an easy segment.
Okay.
And let me just make sure that spacebar pauses.
That is ridiculous.
On a YouTube video. Oh, I have it muted right now.
All
right. Start playing. Or don't.
Oh my.
I can wait all day. Who cares? Nothing timing sensitive in radio. Keep going.
Yeah, it's not even doing anything.
No, it's loading. The little gray bar that shows the caching keeps going up.
Yeah.
I think it's waiting until it can play without stopping. I'm not really sure.
Are you still online? You might want to check that too.
I see a little globe on top of the two computers. I think I'm still online.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, like, internet tends to go out over here. So.
Oh, we have a spotty interwebs in this place.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, the segment was already perfect. This can only add. We've already knocked it out of the park, kiddo.
Well, we can't not play it now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Okay. So, we've got the crappy guitar strains.
Yeah.
Here's Dirty Louie. Oh, look at him dressed up like a psychedelic Uncle Sam.
Oh, my.
Like Uncle Sam on shrooms, man. Dirty Louie. Dirty Louie looks like a dirty Jewy. Did I say that?
No,
I didn't.
Oh, my.
Oh, so Dirty Louie Mouskowitz or whatever his name is.
I know, right?
He's got his shades on. He's a rock star.
Oh, yeah.
He's a rocker.
Mm-hmm. He's got a hat, too.
Beware.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let your daughters around Dirty Louie. Because then he's going to put the seed in him and get sued for the child support.
Well,
and Dirty Louie's got a whole box full of fake prescriptions. He's just got them like Tic Tacs. Like, oh, your breath stink, girl. Here you go. 10 seconds later. It's the elevator from The Shining between your legs.
Yeah, well.
I don't feel so good, Dirty Louie.
When my breath mint comes with a bucket or a wheelbarrow for my to cradle my insides.
Why is this Surtz purple?
Not good.
And the size of a nickel.
I got bacteria where? Shove this pill in your cooch, girl. Oh, my.
Here comes Dirty Louie sucking it for the USA.
Oh.
The American dream. The American dream. Fast rise to fame. We've got a blonde ingenue.
Yeah.
There we go. There's your 10-point word for the day. She's just arrived in what looks like L.A. because that's how people get to L.A. now.
Yeah.
You take your bus from the cornfield in Iowa.
Yeah.
And then it dumps you off
right
where it dumped off Axl Rose at the beginning of Welcome to the Jungle.
What's wrong with that? She's got a pink suitcase. She's going places.
Oh, yeah. Stars in her eyes. Look at that smile.
Oh, my.
And the blondie doesn't look bad.
She looks like she could do a dentist commercial.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She's not really going places, but I'd buy a Pepsi from her, I suppose.
That's right.
So she's walking down just Dirty Street. That was the name of the stop on the bus. Dirty Street, Los Angeles.
That's right.
And she's like, well, it's in my price range. Let's do it.
Is Ellen here from the show? Do I get her autograph?
I don't mind who she kisses. I just find her funny. So she's walking down Dirty Street. Boom.
Money just fell out of the sky.
Money did not fall out of the sky. And I don't know what the profundity out of Dirty Louie's mouth right there was. We missed that lyric. Dirty Louie took a wad of 50s and chucked it right at her forehead like a shuriken.
Yeah, but from another frame. Like, he's in a studio and she's on the street.
Oh, yeah, literally, yeah. You just see Dirty Louie throw in some money. It'd be great if, like, Dirty Louie was a convicted rapist and not allowed in a room with women who are prettier than five.
This is horrible. Oh, my.
Dirty Louie is currently being chemically castrated. Oh, let's clip that. The bag is your costume. I don't know. I don't even know what Dirty Louie's saying right now. I don't care. Dirty Louie is just a very...
Put on your costume, and then she's got a patriotic bikini on.
A chick, yeah. The blondie is now being stripped of
her clothes
costume.
Are being ripped off.
Yeah. She's in a Stars and Stripes bikini, the unofficial white trash uniform. And Dirty Louie is just looking violently
Semitic.
He has
like a Miami Vice suit on.
Yeah. Dirty Louie... could not look more Jewish if he was clutching handfuls of golden coins right now. And I don't like him throwing money at these Aryan princesses.
No.
It's like everything Hitler worried about coming true has.
Oh, no.
Oh, Dirty Louie. Dirty Louie could be a Sicilian. I'll give him that out. I don't know many Jewish accountants named Louie Abrahamowitz. Louis the Guinea is plausible.
Oh, my goodness. That's horrible.
All right. Suck it.
Yeah.
Suck it for the USA. There's our hook right there.
I don't like this.
By the way, I hate all retro
but that,
rock.
Doesn't that tie into the whole birth thing? Like, if more women just sucked it for the USA instead of doing it, then you wouldn't have to worry about, like, the morning after
that's
birth
true.
Control
yeah.
and everything.
Well,
see how this all came together?
I mean.
Come on, ladies. Suck it for the USA.
Apparently the USA wanted a baby since it was real little. And Canada didn't pull out in time. And it's like, hey, USA. And USA is like, I want the baby. You'll change your mind once we have it. You'll say.
That sounds like Maria.
Oh, God. So now we've entered into this almost Fight Club room starring Blondie and a brunette.
Yeah.
Who's in another bikini.
Yeah.
I can totally see the admonition of sexiness, by the way.
Yeah.
Instead of just a video that has bitches in bikinis. You're totally showing me the give and the take. You've got me. You master satirist, you.
Oh, my.
And there are the usual guys clutching their money and smoking cigars with sunglasses on.
Yeah.
That look like a damn, like something from The Hustler.
Yeah. It's a little hard for me to see because of the way it's tilted, but, you know.
Better?
Yeah, that's better, actually.
That's better? Okay. Yeah. So they're having this pit fight, these two bitches in bikinis.
Wow.
As Dirty Louie sings, "Suck It for the USA."
Mm.
Uh-huh, I know. Right there is just some old fat white guy in a
Ed
business
McMahon.
Shirt.
Yeah. Or no, the guy from like the...
caressing his nipples through his top.
Who was the guy that was like the puppeteer and had
Jim Henson?
No, died of
pneumonia? Real sad.
No, it was a Too Close for Comfort with Jim Bauer. But the old guy. Oh, who's the old guy?
I don't know anything you're talking about here.
You don't?
No, it's rare I miss a reference, but I feel like a babe in the woods.
It was from the
Merrily
Tyler Moore show, and it wasn't the Ed Asner. It was the other guy with white hair.
I remember that from when I was minus 13 years old.
Yeah, well, the other guy with white hair, Ted something maybe. Oh, that's who that guy looks like.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So we're rocking. Oh, forgive me. I talked over a lyric. Forgive me, I didn't know Jim. I thought Jim Morrison had died.
They're trying to play on the Stones, I think.
I can't do it. This is played out.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
It's bad.
It is a horrible. Okay. I'll give Austin Smith one thing. His company is the one that actually filmed the video.
Yeah.
The actual lighting
yeah.
and film quality for the video, they're fine. And they got a hot bitch for it.
Yeah.
So you know what? You'll get some views because people will want to see Dirty Louie hot bitch in the Suck It for the USA video. She's like every other blonde you've ever seen who won't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
And she'll get married to some plastic surgeon out there.
Yeah, what's wrong with
and
that?
They get dumped 2 years later.
It's fine enough. She had a good ride.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And she had a baby, so now she's hooked to him for life. So she's got that, you know, plastic surgeon teat for the rest of her life.
Maybe I should try to pick up the blonde and just, like, find out who it is and tweet her and be like, "We talked about you on my show." And it'll just be me, like, crapping all over her break. But I'm like, at least she was good looking.
Yeah.
I'm killing this Dirty Louie video. I don't want to see it anymore.
It's pretty bad.
It's really bad. Not pretty. Really. Ugh, Austin Smith. I can delete this now. Or I guess I should keep it along until we do the episode description and we upload it. And then we're in the clear.
I gotcha.
Oh, God. This is just like Vietnamese food.
Mm.
One last thing I want to get to.
Okay.
Before we punch out of here.
All right.
I know you're a little zoned out because you're picking at your dead lip skin right now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And doing the fire marshal Bill teeth.
Okay.
It was announced this week that they're doing a Breaking Bad prequel.
Oh, yeah.
Called Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Featuring Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah.
As lawyer Saul Goodman.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of Breaking Bad, you know who Saul Goodman is.
Yeah.
And if you're not, I don't know, we got like 2 minutes of episode left.
Yeah.
Hang out with it anyhow. What's your gut take on this? Good idea, bad idea, what?
I guess it just depends on how they do it and who's going to write it and all of that. I mean, to see if you really get the followers. But you're not going to get the followers of Breaking Bad if it's just not well written, you know. I mean, I like Saul and I like him, but I really like him as a character in the show.
Yeah, you'll worry if he can carry something.
I mean, it's like saying, hey, you had this wonderful meal and it had a hint of Tabasco in it, but you just don't want to suck on a whole bottle of Tabasco sauce, you know. You kind of like it. How it plays its role in the dish, you know? So
I don't know. I don't think, who is it, Vince Gilligan?
Yeah.
Who makes Breaking Bad? He's behind this too. I don't think he's gonna put a piece of crap out there.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, people like to bash spinoffs. And they certainly sometimes deserve it. Joey, for Christ's sake.
Oh,
that
awful.
Existed.
Yeah.
But there were some good, like the Jeffersons were a spinoff, were they not?
Yeah.
Or was it Good Times was a spinoff?
No.
One of these very, I think the Jeffersons was a spinoff of, I forget what world. Oh, of the friggin'.
Good Times?
No, the Archie Bunker, man.
No, not Archie Bunker.
Wasn't he like the neighbor that came in?
Or maybe he was the dry cleaner. Maybe he was Archie Bunker. He was a dry cleaner.
Yeah.
So maybe he was Archie Bunker's dry cleaner.
I think so.
And then they took it off from there? I don't know.
I feel so bad that I can't remember the name of that show. Either. I'm so embarrassed. I keep wanting to say Mama's House, but that's not it. That's definitely. And then is it All in the Family? No.
Yeah, All in the Family.
Was it that? Okay. Mm-hmm. That's all I know.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. And Frasier. Hell, I've tried to look back at Cheers episodes.
Yeah.
Frasier had everything on Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers never touched Frasier.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if 10 years from now we're like, Breaking Bad, but Better Call Saul. Come on. I mean, I'm cautiously optimistic. Let's put it that way.
I mean, I do like Bob Odenkirk, and I've actually seen him in other things. And it's kind of like one of those things, like when you see, like, sometimes you see Van Damme and he's doing all those ads now and you think, oh, poor Van Damme. But then in a sense, you're like, yay, you got a job. And so you like to see Bob Odenkirk working, you know, because I actually knew him from Mr. Show. And I love that show.
I wanted to say, as a kid, my childhood, my formative teen years were just spent high on cough syrup watching Mr. Show that we had taped off VHS.
It was so clever. And some of them I see now and I see them like kind of being played on. Like other takes on it, and I just think, wow, they did a good job. How did they just strung it all together?
Some of it was good, and others I'm like, God, John, you were on some drugs. But I love rooting for Bob Odenkirk because his partner on the show is David Cross.
Yeah.
And if there's a bigger
douchebag
prick than David Cross, he's talking into this microphone right now. I cannot stand the guy. I turned on him the instant he was on Don and Mike.
Yeah.
God, may they rest in peace.
Oh, man, he did this whole thing where he crushed on Larry the Gable Guy.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that where we'll get to that in a second. But he got into Don and Mike through Patton Oswalt. Patton's a comedian from the area, got huge. Grew up listening to Don and Mike. Loved Don and Mike, would come on the show and do great appearances. He's like best friends with David Cross. He said, David, go on the show.
Yeah.
David comes in and he's just so confrontational.
Yeah.
Like he's so above this. And it's like, listen, you little bald four eyes.
Yeah.
Why don't you just play ball? And try to be funny.
Yeah.
And he's just being a douche all over my childhood heroes.
Yeah.
I love those guys.
Well.
And so I've never forgiven him since. And now I view everything he does through the prism of what a prick.
Yeah.
And guess what? Nothing has ever not jived with that. As long as I'm like, this guy is a prick and he did this, it all clicks.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, that's prick behavior.
Yeah.
That is what a prick does.
Yeah. No, I kind of like to see how they do it. I mean, are they going to just... you know, take each one of his, you know, each one of his cases and build a story around that? Or are they just actually...
Like an episode of the week thing?
Kind of, yeah. And maybe they can be integrated or meet, or will it just be like a backstory?
Not on my network.
Where they just, you know, it's just about him. I don't know.
Me neither. I'm looking forward to it. And that took us to the end. Wasn't that painless, Allison?
Yeah, it was painless.
Really?
As painless as knocking up a chick.
I don't like that.
Then don't do it.
Right now, I feel like you put the jinxies on me. Not going to lie.
Don't
feel
scrump
like
around.
Like you put the jinxaroo on me, you bitch. I don't like you.
I mean, I would never trap a person. I don't like people who do that kind of thing, but I think that's a risk you do take. You know what I mean?
Don't just...
For not getting just, to know
no.
someone.
Let's stop talking about
not knowing
about
her
it.
Favorite color.
Ugh. No. I know where her vagina is. Does that count as knowing her?
Between her legs.
There you go.
Oh, my.
Allison, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome, darling.
Allison on Twitter, and why wouldn't you? All these pictures of the delicious juices she makes.
Yes,
and
they're
her boobs.
Fabulous.
Her boobs, juice, boobs, boobs.
Boob juice.
Allison, not so much of that. At Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N Frank.
Yep.
Me, I'm John Papagiorgio. It's at Papa's Basement if you want me on Twitter. If you're a Facebook user, facebook.com/Papa's Basement gets you all of our material. And the mothership is in papasbasement.com. Go there for all the contact information for new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Find the iTunes link at that website. Also, if you are an iTunes user, if you use the podcast app on your iProduct or any podcast app on the Droid, just look up Papa's Basement. Find us, subscribe to us, rate us with 5 stars. See, we asked nicely.
Oh, my.
Unlike Austin Smith, didn't know what he was doing.
Well, you don't have blondes and
poor, poor Austin
Smith. You got me instead, the old Jew lady.
All right, till the next one. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.